This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with...
Howdy, Jeff Sandu.
I'm Vinny Raj.
We have been talking about how heavy screen time appears to impact children's brains, according to a study. People doing the study are not entirely sure whether it's a good or a bad thing or what it actually does to the brain. Mm-hmm. All we know is that it changes the brain. So we've been asking, you know, have we jumped to conclusions too quickly? Are we suggesting that too much screen time or any screen time is a bad thing? We've had some messages during the break.
Yeah, so this comes from Jasmine, who says that I feel that kids that spend a lot of screen time tend to have worse motor skills since they only move their thumbs or less so fingers. Hand-eye coordination is deteriorating and compared to kids who are actually running up and about. I also dislike parents that give them the devices just to shut them up and stay put. Children/parents are also dependent on those devices. Where is the relationship between child and parent?
Good points. Kia Jamal over on Insta story has said, my friend's two-year-old daughter is getting dumber by the day because the parents don't think. Parents are just too lazy to give kids books. Both interesting points.
Or the book could be on the iPad.
Or the book could be on the iPad, yeah.
Balance, right?
That's right.
Balance.
That's right.
You know, when we were growing up in the 80s and 90s, it's not just, you know, TV and then no TV, right? There's balance, there's TV, there's books, there's even outdoor, you know, go and climb that tree and then you fall down, break a leg. Of course, you know, we do those things. Now, just don't give all iPad and that's it, right? Go out as well. Do stuff outside.
I mean, we had this discussion with a similar discussion when Audrey was on the show not too long ago, you know, and we had that same kind of thing. Kids rarely nowadays are just out with their friends doing things, you know? They're just like together at like either these gatherings or they're on their iPads or something. I don't know. I mean, when I was a kid, it was all about being outside.
It's all about going out. Yeah,
but also because everyone has social media, so people get a lot more news, so people feel like less safe. You know, you get news about stuff that happens, you know, here and there, and they feel less safe leaving their kids outside.
Agreed.
But I think it's also down to the parents, to be honest with you. It's really down to the parents. It's just like what Jasmine said as well, right? What's the relationship between the kid and the parent these days? It's changed drastically a lot because nowadays parents are just too lazy because they're so tired with work and stuff. They come back home, this kid is screaming and crying. What's the best way to eliminate this? Give the iPad. That's just lazy. I mean, I'm not a parent, but that's just lazy.
What do you do when you're tired? What do you do?
I just fall asleep.
All right. There you go. Okay, we're going to move on. Story number two, how police have teamed up with Amazon to catch package thieves during Christmas. Did you see that thing recently about the food delivery service, by the way?
No.
I don't know. It's one here in KL, and the company had found one of their employees eating the package that was on its way to...
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah. Yes.
Hopefully it's not my chicken wings that's on the way.
They've now added tamper-proof boxes, so, you know.
Brilliant.
There you go. Anyway, moving on.
You know what? Your chicken wings will be flavoured now.
No! It's lunchtime.
So in the US, there's a big problem of when you order stuff from Amazon or any other online shopping place, your packages can get stolen.
Yes.
Because I think we don't have the problem here because when they deliver to us, we need to sign or they need to make sure that we get the package. And the other thing is we have like three gates at home. You have three security guys when you need to get up to your floor. Yeah. So there's very little chance of our packages going missing unless it's like in transition. Mm. But this is by the Jersey City Police. They've teamed up with Amazon to handle thefts of packages during Christmas season. So Police Chief Michael Kelly says that his department reached out to the retailer and received small surveillance cameras and dummy boxes. So Amazon is giving the police fake boxes. I mean, just giving them their own boxes. And the police put surveillance cameras and they put GPS units inside the boxes itself. And then they leave it outside doorstep. So it's a sting. It's a sting operation. Then they place it outside houses or in neighborhoods where crime is pretty high or where people have reported losing their boxes, losing a lot of their packages on like a weekly, monthly basis.
It's a mousetrap.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's a mousetrap.
Inviting crime.
Yeah, it's a mousetrap here.
I wouldn't say inviting crime. I would say putting it in a place where there's a lot of mice.
So. Okay. It's walking into a sewer and putting down a huge amount of cheese going, don't touch that. Leave it where it is.
So they set one trap and then they said they caught the person within 3 minutes of setting the box.
Not a surprise, really? Yeah. Right. Okay.
They put on the box. 3 minutes later, the guy took the box. They were able to catch him using the GPS. They were able to track him down exactly where he's going. When he opens the box, there's also also a camera there, so it takes a picture of his face. So they know exactly who took the box. They know where the person with the box has gone. Hopefully it was worth it, or there was something that he was hoping to get, like maybe at least maybe like a Blu-ray player or something. Because if it was like socks. But yeah, so basically empty boxes just filled with stuff like that. They are doing this in Jersey now, New Jersey. They want to spread it out to other cities as well. They want to see where crime is pretty high, especially during Christmas season, because that's when most of the packages go missing.
Is there any point to this apart from, like, you know, arresting petty criminals during Christmas time?
No, because they say that. Some of the stats, they've done a survey, and they have come up with the conclusion that about 26 million people in the US have had a holiday package stolen from their home. So it's huge. So it's a big problem.
26 million, like, ever, or is just in the year? Because if it's in the year, it sounds like that's just a lot number. I think it's just like ever.
Ever.
All right, okay. That makes more sense, I guess.
One in every 12. So basically, one in every 12 Americans.
Makes more sense, yeah.
Yeah. So they also have like a couple of numbers. Like the Postal Service, they expect to deliver about 900 million packages. And United Parcel Service forecasts it will handle about 800 million parcels between Thanksgiving and Christmas alone. So 800 million packages between end of November and middle of December. End of December. So it's huge. And if you're losing that many packages and you don't know where they're going, and these people who are taking stuff off your doorsteps are not being caught, then it's a major problem for the retailer, because they... You know, the customer service needs to refund, return, all that stuff. And even for the police, because they're getting like high volume of complaints coming in of people losing their packages.
It's such an unorthodox way of catching these criminals. Yeah. But I think, you know what? It honestly just screams for another startup, or probably Amazon themselves is going to figure this out, on doing something where you could track your packages even after it arrives and stuff like that. Like you mentioned, here in Malaysia, it feels a little bit like, how do you actually steal a package? Because you have to sign this package.
Wasn't there something from a startup that was doing tracking fruit and stuff that had GPS data attached to it?
GPS and blockchain.
Right.
Yeah.
Something like that would make sense.
There is also, I think, a company in Singapore that does fruits, and they're also one of the shareholders in MBG Fruits, money back guarantee fruits as well. They do blockchain services, so you can track your fruits and stuff where it comes from. It's only a matter of time before guys like Amazon and stuff, they jump on this, because clearly it's a big problem in the US that these packages are being stolen. And
they're going to have to spend a lot of money on cheese.
And they're going to spend a lot of money on this cheese to catch this mice that is, you know, running around stealing people's Christmas. They should. It just sounds so the Grinch style.
But they've been doing this kind of thing for years, haven't they? They did that thing where it was, you know, they aimed it specifically at criminals, and they basically said, "You've won a prize. Come and claim it from this address at this time." Yeah. And you know, and they just turn up. You know, oh, free stuff, great, boom, arrested.
I looked on YouTube for footage of people stealing stuff off other people's doorsteps. There's like one video that goes for like almost half an hour. Right. Of just random CCTV footage of people walking up to your doorstep and taking your packages and just running away. And this is one YouTube video. You can just like randomly find them. But since you said unorthodox and solutions, Amazon actually has Amazon Key. So you can actually allow
Amazon...
That's
the one you allow Amazon into your home, right? Yeah. Great idea, Amazon. Yeah, brilliant stuff.
Or into the trunk of your car as well.
I would want Amazon to get into my house, or, you know, into the trunk of my car and drop my package over. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how I feel about this. You know, I mean, it's great that they're doing something to prevent theft, but I think
it's money wasted.
Honey trapping and mouse trapping is just it's
just all wasting money, because how long are you going to do this then? Like, surely there is a way in the near future they need to solve this out really soon. That, you know, you find a company like Amazon and stuff, you know, getting a solution into this. It's a one startup will figure this out. They will be the next unicorn.
There should be a Malaysian guy just goes there and goes, I will install gates in your house. Yeah. And that's it.
Auto gates. All right, ladies and gents, we're going to move on. We're going to have to take a very short break in a sec. We have story number three coming up very shortly. Google AI curated news playlists. Is this something that we're interested in? We are, of course, talking about heavy screen time appears to be impacting children's brains, according to a study. The people doing the study are not entirely sure whether or not it's a positive or a negative thing. There's more research going into that. We're asking you, have we jumped to the wrong conclusion and said that any screen time is bad? We got some messages on WhatsApp, right?
Yeah, so this comes from Taufik, who says that iPads has done wonders for my children, especially in teaching maths and improving their pronunciation. It is when parents use gadgets as pacifiers or nannies that is where the harm is. Blame ourselves for slacking on disciplining our kids. A schedule is needed. Once a week is good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've got one more from Tai Po Chi. Kids 4 and 5 years old already wearing thick glasses. iPad is like an 8 inches away from the kid's face, and kids are spoon-fed by maids. Don't know what they're eating because their eyes are on the iPad.
Interesting
stuff. Also, good topic. Thumbs up emoji.
Lovely. I have to say, I was wearing thick glasses at the age of 6, way before iPads were invented, and that's because I was reading too much.
Way, way before.
I'm going to take a break and then take him outside and, you know.
Go on to Richard's Instagram page and check out his story, because there's a photo of him 7 years ago. It's at Richard Bradbury.
I don't know, Jeff. I don't know.
Just search Richard Bradbury on Instagram and you'll have a laugh. We'll talk to you when we come back.
All right, we're going to take a very short break while I take them both outside. It is The Jam up next with Strange Town here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.